Good morning. My name is Yomogi Seiko. The topic of my presentation is the Chernobyl accident on April 26, 1986. The purpose of this presentation is to help understand why the number 4 nuclear reactor exploded and emitted 30 to 40 times the radioactivity of the atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I will discuss the Chernobyl disaster, focusing on the 4 main causes. Chernobyl was an obscurity before 1986. Therefore, I would like to show you where it is. Please take a look at this map. The power plant is located in the northern Ukraine, near the border with Belarus. Firstly, you should know that the reactor had some weakness in its structure. There was a flaw in the nuclear reactor, which made it fragile against pressured steam. Secondly, on the day before the accident occurred, an experiment was started. A lowering of the power level began, and the safety device, the Emergency Core Cooling System, ECCS, was taken off. That was a serious violation of the regulations concerned. However, the experiment was interrupted because of the request to keep supplying electricity from Kiev. Without this interruption, the experiment would have been finished that day. Thirdly, on the day of the accident, when the operator examined the supply of electric power from the nuclear reactor, the power began to turn down beyond the safe operating point of 700 megawatts that was set because of the positive void coefficient in the case of RBMK, where graphite is used. Therefore, the operator took out a number of control rods, perhaps more than the minimum number of 26 control rods, to restore the power level. When they were removed, the water level decreased, and the graphite in the rods was left within the reactor. This material works to accelerate nuclear fission. Consequently, the steam in the core began to increase uncontrollably. Reactor power reached a level that was 100 times greater than usual. As a result, the reactor exploded. Lastly, the communication among the operators was not good enough to cope with the emergency situation without a good computer network system for proper operation and safety. As a result, 30 people who were working at the No. 4 power plant were killed, and at the same time, radioactivity spread over not only the Ukraine, Belarus, and Russia, but also the whole of Europe, especially Sweden. 10 years later, the accident still had a bad influence on the population. The bar chart makes the comparison between 1986 and 2001 to 2002 as to Belarus, the Ukraine, and Russia in terms of the population of the area contaminated with cesium-137. I have explained the 4 main causes and the results of the Chernobyl accident. The experiment at the No. 4 plant started on April 25, 1986. Lowering of the power began, but it was interrupted because of the request for electric supply from Kiev. The experiment was started again the next day. The new operators found that the power dropped below the safe operating level of 700 megawatts. Therefore, they took out a number of control rods to increase the power. As they took out too many control rods, more than 26, too much graphite was left inside the reactor. It accelerated nuclear fission, which heats up water and produces too much steam. Then the reactor exploded. The issue of what the main cause of Chernobyl actually was is still controversial. The disaster was the product of a flawed Soviet reactor system, which had ignored any technological or cultural development for safety. The plant operators made serious mistakes in the process of operating the plant. In other words, it was also caused by human errors. I hope you will understand the causes of the disastrous accident at this nuclear power plant and keep monitoring the impacts of the accident for future generations. It has a lot in common with many accidents in Japan in terms of both structure and management. I would like to say Chernobyl will never end, as long as we have nuclear plants. Thank you for your attention to my presentation.